denied. If they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection,
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Crab Diving live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, USOA, a little bit after 2 if you're listening out on the West Coast, 5 out on the East Coast, and across the pond. I know we have live listeners there. Hey, I'd have to do some math to figure out what time it is there.
Well, yeah. You just,
10, 11 at night.
You know, you just Google, what time is it in London, or what time is it in Krakow? That's exactly how you do that.
I now have Irish Siri.
You don't even have to know how to do anything. It's like, if I wanted to say, what's half of, if I had to do some math that involved fractions, I would just type it out, and I would let the computer give, the Google give me every
point,
every fucking answer. What do I need to know that shit anyway?
What is the current time in London?
In London, England, it's 10:02 p.m.
See?
10:02 p.m.
It's getting late.
Thank you, Irish Siri. New Irish Siri.
Yay.
I had to re-download for some reason. Where was I? Go crabdiving.com/Amazon if you want to help out the show. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, or use the banner on the web page. We get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Nine!
And thanks for doing that, those that do. And what's left? Oh, we're on X, you know.
That's
if you
right.
want to drop us a
shout out to all the Nazis on X.
And X on the
yay, the Nazi ownership, I mean.
Alleged. You know, we're on Facebook. I really need to catch up on Facebook messages. I'm not good at that at all.
Oh man.
And you know, of all my even my personal I haven't looked at my personal Facebook feed. I can't tell you when, the last time.
Yeah. Well, how do you keep up with when you're supposed to wish people happy birthday?
Well, those are on alerts.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so true. That one I actually do appreciate, because I really would not remember birthdays at
all. That's why I'm looking forward to Neuralink. You know what I mean? Because I can just think about looking at my Facebook feed, and there, and I can get rid of all my screens. You know what I mean? That's great shit.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the contact lens, heads up displays and sure. shit like that. I think that's going to be not in the too crazy distant future.
But Elon's been working on this Neuralink shit, right? They've been doing animal testing, and I think it's been going well. Or maybe
are you an animal? Are you one of the animals? Or
tweet. What kind of animals was he testing on? Was it birds?
Sheep, I think, and
that's nice. Isn't that nice? That sheep must love that.
Yeah,
sheep.
Yeah.
God.
And immigrant children.
Oh.
let's see what's going on in this world. Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo. Sad news. The drone strike that killed some of our troops. Says mix up, let killer drone through. I think they thought it was one of ours, if I read correctly. An enemy drone that killed 3 American troops and wounded dozens of others in Jordan may have been confused with an American drone returning to the U.S. installation.
Oh, shit.
As the enemy drone was flying in at a low altitude, a U.S. drone was returning to the small desert installation known as Tower 22 and may have been let pass by mistake, according to a preliminary report cited by the officials.
Jeez.
Who were not authorized to comment and right. insisted on anonymity.
Right. So they just thought this is a good drone instead of a bad drone, and they let it pass.
As a result, there was no effort to shoot down the enemy drone that hit the outpost early Sunday morning. One of the trailers where troops sleep sustained the brunt of the strike, while surrounding trailers got limited damage from the blast and flying debris. There were three soldiers killed, a 46-year-old sergeant, a 23-year-old, 24-year-old.
Yeah, that's horrible.
A specialist, two specialists.
Not looking good out in the Middle East. You know, in IMHO.
God, everybody from Georgia.
Yeah.
Sergeant William Jerome Rivers, 46 of Carrollton, Georgia. Specialist Kennedy Sanders, 24 of Waycross, Georgia. And Specialist Breonna Moffitt, 23 of Savannah, Georgia.
You know, I know Waycross because Waycross, Georgia, we competed with them in the one-act play competition many times. And we bested them one
year.
Kicked
their asses off.
Yeah, one year we did best them, and then we were bested by them, so... You know, we have I don't know.
Was this like originals, like writing?
No, this is one act play competition.
Okay.
Is the most serious form of theatrical competitiveness in the South you could ever imagine.
Oh, I know. We had, when I was in college.
Yes.
Our theater facility hosted one of the big theater competitions.
Yeah.
And it was usually like it was a right. musical theater competition. I remember one time too, and it was serious as fuck. My God.
Right.
I took that shit seriously.
I did one of the winning one act play musicals up in Muncie, Indiana, National Thespian Convention. Very big deal.
National Thespian Very Convention. Big.
Very important. Yep.
Where was I? Explanation for how the enemy drone evaded U.S. air defenses came today.
Right.
As the White House said, it's not looking for war with Iran, even as President Biden vows retaliatory action.
You know, the funny thing about these thespian conventions, they always one night a week. Everybody stays for about a week, and it's just theater. It's an explosion of theater nerdity that is massive and just yes. spectacular. And you know what they do? They have the nerve to do it the last night. Costume party night. It's like, we don't need that. It's like now all of a sudden everybody's in different costumes.
Oh, you know what? I couldn't think of it. I think the competition I'm thinking of was a one act.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's one act play competition. God damn it.
Because we saw the first act of... It wasn't a full play. They did like an act of a big play sometimes.
Yeah.
And it was, what's the one with Jack and the Beanstalk and...
The Brothers Grimm's, I don't know.
What is that?
Giant in the giant peach. I don't know, man. Jack and the Beanstalk.
But no, it's a different one. There's all kinds of characters in it.
Oh, that's the Brothers Grimm.
Two princes that sing.
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods, that's it.
Oh.
Agony!
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, we saw a couple of different versions of that, I remember, for the one-act festival.
Yeah, that's some serious shit, you know?
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo.
Yay.
Let's see if the Drudge is talking about the same thing.
Right.
Yep. Drone wars. Pressure builds on Biden, it says.
You know, that Christopher Guest movie, it really is difficult for me to watch.
Which
the
one?
The one about acting.
Guffman?
Waiting for Guffman. That hits home.
It hits
so hard. And I can only imagine how ridiculous I might have looked. And I just cannot watch that movie. It's so spectacular, but so brutal. If you're a theater person, and it is brutal as fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty spot on.
Let me strike these props. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Also in the news, those are your headlines.
Yay, everything's just fine over here.
Everything's fine.
Just floating into Fascismville, USA. Woo!
Did you see one of my favorite stories here?
Yeah.
The White House Medical Unit during the Trump administration.
Oh, gross.
The headline says... Trump White House pharmacy improperly provided drugs.
Shit. No fucking shit.
And misused funds.
Oh, Phi Leonard totally fucking shocked to read this one.
You mean when Dr. Feelgood, Ronnie Jackson was in there?
Damn.
Come on.
Trump and his drug addict family, they're like, woohoo, the pharmacy of the American people is fucking open, baby. All the good shit. God damn it. They probably even got the good Benadryl on our dime.
On the social medias, I saw an alleged list of something that was that was some of the things that were prescribed. And it's exactly what you would think it is. But like ridiculous amounts of Xanax, ridiculous amounts.
Get Trump a few more.
Of that one that
Propofol?
No, it begins with a P. Begin with a P, but I forgot already what it is. But it's an upper. It's a and I think that's the one that they said was Trump's a pill of choice.
Propecia. Yeah. Trump's pill of choice. You better have that fucking pill. Yeah, all the pills that you could ever want, but his pill of choice is the one he wants, and it's the fancy Adderall. Propofol.
Right. I'm sorry, I was trying to find that that clip. The White House medical unit
fucking pill heads
during the Trump administration provided prescription drugs, including controlled substances, to ineligible staff.
Yes! Oh, ineligible. What does that fucking mean, Pat?
And spent tens of thousands of dollars more on brand name drugs.
Ooh, yes!
Than what generic equivalents would have cost.
Oh, fascist daddy got to get high as fuck. What in the shit is going on? Where are the Obama stories? Where are the Biden stories? The pharmacy's open.
Ineligible staffers received free specialty care and surgery at military medical facilities and were provided with prescription drugs, including controlled substances in violation of federal law.
Enlarge my penis. Give me some Valium. Is that what the surgeries were?
The unit lacked effective controls to ensure compliance with safety standards. Was not subject to oversight by military health system leaders.
Nobody's home.
And increased the risk to patient health and safety.
I mean, this is a joke, right? This is an absolute joke. They just got a bunch of pills to play with.
Oh, here it is. In a 2-year period, they spent about almost 50 grand on 8,900 doses of Ambien.
Wait a second. Slow down. What? How much on Ambien? 50 grand?
Yeah.
Is that a lot? That seems like a lot.
Oh, it's over 100 times more. 174 times more than the generic equivalent for the same amount would have cost $270 for 8,000 doses of the generic.
Oh, my God. Then why didn't we get the generic for these pill heads? What is our problem?
Somebody's making money.
Jesus Christ. Why do they need so much Ambien? That's the question we should be asking. This was the Trump administration?
Yeah, 2017 to 2019.
Why did they? Okay, what's wrong? Why is everyone having trouble sleeping?
Oh, here it is. Provigil.
Provigil.
Get this. They spent 98 grand.
Oh,
shit. On 4,180 doses of Provigil.
This guy loved being president.
Which was 55 times more than the generic would have cost. It would have been $1,800 for the same amount.
But it doesn't snort the same, apparently. Is this Adderall that we're talking about?
It's an upper.
Provigil. For Donald fucking Trump. Blunt right on his diaper. Back in his diaper. He loves it.
Modafinil is the non... Hey, out.
Modafinil. Hey, is out, that fun? Out, what does that do?
Out. Out.
She's not leaving. She is ignoring the shit out of you. Oh my God, dog.
Or quiet. Quiet or out?
She's being quiet. Okay.
She's being quiet. Good girl.
Good girl.
Provigil.
She's going to bark again. Modafinil is the generic name. Provigil is the a brand.
So Provigil or Minoxidil.
It's most often used to treat narcolepsy.
Jesus. Well, okay. Okay. Why is he taking that? But it gets him high as fuck.
Because it's an upper. It's, yeah.
So people take it that fall asleep uncontrollably. Right?
When they, yeah.
It's such an upper that if you have this thing going on where you just start sleeping, it prevents that. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, it helps. Yeah.
God, because I knew a guy that was a narcoleptic and he was a comedian. And this motherfucker, you would have to, there would always, the booker would be like, nudge him. He's up next. And he'd be fucking sleeping. You know, and I would take him home sometimes and he would fall asleep. And I'd have to wake him up to figure out, like, where exactly this guy fucking lived. That Narcogel or whatever the fuck they're making Schittler boof must be some powerful shit. Provigil.
Provigil or Modafinil.
Yeah. Modafinil. God, everybody's
it's high Schedule
shit.
4 drug, illegal to buy.
Right. Well, not if you're the president. People just give it to you. Modafinil.
Yeah. A stimulant prescribed to treat narcolepsy and shift work sleep disorder.
No. Well, that's perfect.
The most popular brand of modafinil is Provigil, widely available on the market. The drug is also used non-medically without a prescription.
Well, apparently it is, isn't it? Nobody at the store looking at the inventory of this pharmacy is like, geez, we're going through lots of this. What the fuck is this? It's narcolepsy medicine for some reason.
Oh, you mean like Dr. Ronnie, who was in charge there?
Oh, yeah, Dr. Ronnie.
I'm sure he was on top of it.
Trump was like, you got to try this Narcogel shit.
Dr. Ronnie was like, hey, Cousin Earl, set up a medical supply routing place and jack up the price. We'll pay more than full price.
Yeah, come on.
And don't send the generics.
They probably did that.
100%.
God, these guys. Nobody gave here. This is evidence that nobody in that team gave a fuck about the country or running the government. They were just there to fuck. They were there to take this Provigil, Xannies. They were partying. They didn't give a fuck about this country.
Stimulants like Adderall, Ritalin, and Modafinil have grown popular in recent years with teens looking for a boost in school.
Oh, okay.
Although Modafinil isn't an amphetamine, like yes. Adderall and Ritalin, it has roughly the same side effects. So these type of drugs stimulate the user's brain, altering the natural flow of neurotransmitters.
Yeah.
The end result leaves abusers with an intense sense of focus, little to no appetite, and little to no need for sleep.
Mr. President, it's chock full of these. Let's just pump Trump full of this Provigil shit. That sounds good. That's what he takes too, right?
He's crunching. I think that's the one that they said was his.
He's eating these like Skittles,
somebody
man.
Somebody said that was his drug of choice.
That evil Sith rapist lord is eating these like fucking Skittles. Holy shit.
Trouble falling asleep, dizziness, excessive thirst and dry mouth, nosebleed, muscle cramps.
Ooh.
Or pain that may cause difficulty moving.
Right.
Burning, tingling, or numbness of the skin.
Yes.
Gas, diarrhea, constipation, loss of appetite, difficulty seeing, and eye pain are some of the side effects.
God, sign me up, Mr.
But
President.
You're wide awake.
Woo, my eyes are hurting like shit. Jeez.
Can also cause more, those are the mild ones.
Yeah.
It can also cause more severe side effects, including blisters,
ooh,
peeling skin.
There you go. There's
mouth sores.
There you go.
Difficulty breathing or swallowing.
We have a scoop.
Hallucinations, chest pain,
yes.
Irregular heartbeat, swelling of the face, throat, tongue, lips, eyes, or limbs.
What about these?
And suicidal thoughts.
Oh, I wish. But what about these sores on the end of his fingers? What about that?
Well, the peeling skin and blisters. There you go.
Provigil.
I guess they're
just high as fuck in that White House. They were.
In response to the report's findings, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs Lester Martinez Lopez sent a memo to the Inspector General concurring with all its recommendations.
Look at this shit. We've got to change the whole system because these fucking pill heads came to Washington. The whole system's got to be changed now.
Right.
No more Provigil, just cuz. I'm sorry. Right. The Trumps ruined it for everybody.
Man, what a fun White House, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Jesus. Man. You know these guys are coming in
there. Go see Dr. Ronnie. He'll set you up. He'll hook you up with something.
He sucked some fat out of my thighs. You think he did lipo on the great leader?
No. Have you looked at him? Yeah.
I don't know.
So that's the White House pharmacy story.
Nine! It's pill land. They must have lost their shit. You know what happened with these guys? Somebody waddled up there. I don't know. Maybe it was Eric or maybe Mike Flynn is like, hey, guess what? We got a pharmacy. We can do anything. We can have anything we want for this fucking place.
No way.
And they're like, oh my God. Like down there.
And the orders started coming in.
Oh my God. And it was probably like, they probably had to take a moment and say, listen. Take only what you need for the next couple. The shit is going to be here. Nobody.
Sure.
Trump misses
sure,
that.
That's exactly what happened.
After that E.G. Carroll fucking ruling, I bet he misses that Provigil right now. He probably needs
it. He's still getting it. He's been getting it. That's been his choice for years.
Yeah, but he was getting it free at the White House. Do you think he took some with him?
Maybe that was it. Was some of those boxes?
Did you take Provigil with you? You fucking cheap ass motherfucker!
Look, before we leave, I need you to put in a big order.
That's what we're gonna find out. Like when dignitaries get, they're telling their friends, "Hey, when you're coming to America, don't smuggle any drugs in. We have everything you need down at the White House. Pharmacy's open, and all these Saudis come over, all the Russians, and they all do. You know, they party." On our fucking Xanax.
Yeah.
We're paying for their Xanax.
Taxpayer funded.
We're just blowing through this story. How many doses were ordered of the...
Thousands. Of the... Provigil, 5,000-ish.
Ambien, how many?
Ambien was 8,000 plus.
God damn it, guys! How many people are we talking about? I know it ain't 8,000 people.
I don't have that information.
Is that? Shit, man.
It seems excessive.
It seems insane. How many?
Over 8,000.
So 8,000 separate orders, but out of what large group of people? What I'm saying.
They said they were unauthorized people.
So it just anybody.
Somebody wandered down and Trump would be like, hey, go down on your way out.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Stop and see Dr. Feelgood.
Anybody in charge? This is insane.
Yeah, Trump. That's the whole problem.
Listen, you cannot vote for this guy again. It fucking pharmacy shit. Jeez. Our president's a guy that if he's coming over, you got to lock up your pills because you know this motherfucker's going to use the bathroom and go through your medicine cabinet, see if there's anything worth taking. Right? Am I insane?
No.
Fucking hide the pills.
I have little doubt that is what happened. They cleaned out.
God.
They cleaned out Dr. Feelgood's office.
Jesus.
He's probably still writing scripts. What is he doing? He's a congressman.
He's
now,
a congressperson.
Right?
He's not an active doctor. That doesn't mean don't you have to be active in medicine to write scripts?
No, you can keep your I don't think so.
Boy, this country, the rules are set up for people that are going to take advantage of them. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Did you know this Dr. Ronnie's writing all kinds of ivermectin? Were they? Hold on. Go back. How much ivermectin was taken from the pharmacy? That's what I want to fucking know. And how much of that stupid drug, not the stupid drug, but for COVID it was, the anti-malarial.
Hydroxychloroquine.
How much hydroxychloroquine? That's what I want to know. You know, how much colloidal silver?
I don't know what the fuck Pelosi is thinking.
No, I don't like
with this,
this
shit. Yeah, story. I don't get this story,
but I don't like the way it's going.
I don't like this at all. New York Times report on Sunday found that more than 1,000 Black American pastors have joined the widespread call for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Okay.
Pelosi said the demand is, quote, Putin's message.
Oh, my God.
And said the FBI should investigate groups that are speaking out about Biden's pro-Israel policies. Mm-hmm. Well, she needs to get the fuck out then.
That's
if this is the direction she's going, she needs to get the fuck out. Investigate groups. Guess what? We're speaking out against some of Biden's pro-Israel policies.
Right,
I don't think they should be sending them any more weapons.
Yeah, and nobody's talking about the fact that there's all this information that has came out about how Netanyahu's people ignored this attack. They knew it was coming even. And in fact, this fucking Netanyahu is facing corruption charges and all this weird shit's going on. And they are not doing shit to avoid, bombing the shit out of Gaza. They don't give a fuck.
On CNN, Pelosi told Dana Bash, quote, the call for ceasefire is Putin's message. And she, what do you mean?
Well, I think Putin likes this, correct? I mean, he loves this.
Well, yeah, but don't we all want a ceasefire?
Yes.
Isn't that?
Of course.
What does Pelosi want? Does Pelosi want Israel to just level Gaza, kill everybody?
Well, that's what's happening.
What she's talking about?
That is what is happening. And by the way, and that's what is going to happen. That Israel is going to absolutely do that. And we just gave them the blank check at the beginning of it. It really is insane.
Yeah, she's losing her mind. She thinks some of the protests that erupted across the U.S. since October to demand the U.S. push for an end to Israel's killings of civilians in Gaza are connected to Russia.
Why?
She thinks he's trying to stir things up here.
Well, of course he is.
And increase anti-Semitism. But being pro-Palestine, not being genocided, is not being anti-Israel. And that's what the morons just can't seem to get into their tiny little heads.
And the thing is, there is genocide there. And we know it. You know what I mean? And here we are. Not really. I don't know. I mean, it's very, very.
She said,
up.
I think some financing should be investigated, and I want to ask the FBI to investigate that.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
So I think she's losing her mind. I don't mean literally. I don't know how she's hanging in there cognitively, yeah. but I mean, person, television. Not a great message.
I actually don't understand our whole strategy with this anyway. I mean, to me, everybody knew this moment is inevitable. This moment where we're like, what the fuck is everybody doing over there? They're bombing the shit out of Gazans. That's all they're doing. And so here we are. This is just a fucked up thing.
Meanwhile, there is talk of cutting down or cutting off the weapons.
Right.
So I guess we'll see.
The Middle East seems like it's, I don't know. I'm not a Middle East analyst, but it seems like a real shit show right now. Doesn't it? Is it good right now over there?
U.S. reportedly considers using weapons as leverage to force Israel to ease up, while Bibi says the war is going better than many expected.
Yeah, so says the total. This is Donald Trump.
The White House is reportedly weighing using its options weapon sales to Israel as a bargaining chip to try to de-escalate the conflict in Gaza. Biden's team recently directed Pentagon officials to review the additional U.S. weaponry requested by Israel to see if it might be used to pressure the Jewish country to scale back its war against Palestinian Gaza.
We'll give you more bombs if you promise not to bomb anybody else.
The White House says there's no change of policy yet. Israel has a right and obligation to defend themselves against the threat of Hamas while abiding by international humanitarian law. That's the problem. Protecting civilian lives. And we remain committed to support Israel in its fight against Hamas.
Right. I mean, wasn't there the World Court made a ruling? Didn't South Africa charge them with genocide?
Yeah, it didn't go well though. They ended up not.
We couldn't even say a call for a ceasefire based on that.
Right. They're which you they would basically want. Were like, look, you know, you guys just really got to be careful. Be pretty careful. Why can you?
If they knew this attack was coming a year before it happened, why didn't they do more to stop
well,
it?
Well, do we have that evidence?
Yes. That's been out there. I believe that.
Well, they heard about plans for a large scale attack like this, but they didn't believe that Hamas had the capability.
Didn't they see what I read at one point. Maneuvers for this thing right where it happened, like days before too?
Oh, I haven't really looked into it, to be honest with you.
This seems like a Trump style fuck up to me. I mean, at the very least, it's this Benjamin Netanyahu is preoccupied with bullshit. I don't fucking know.
And horrific. Hamas should be dismantled and taken out for their atrocities and barbarianism. Yes. But
in this way, it makes no sense. Because where do you think Hamas is right now? You think they're in Gaza? Are they somewhere else? Isn't that what happens? If there was a movie about this, the people you were looking for would go somewhere else.
They're using people as human shields.
Yeah.
Pelosi, I disagree with her stance.
Yeah.
I don't think people questioning what's going on over there and being pro Palestinians not being killed is
right.
Is Putin? If so, I want my Putin check.
Yeah,
I want my check from Vlad.
Yeah. Is Vlad paying you as well?
Right along with my Soros checks.
Oh yeah, George.
Where's all that?
Hey, these checks are late, Georgie. What the fuck?
Now, I don't doubt that maybe she didn't mean that it's what Putin wants a ceasefire. I don't think Putin wants a ceasefire. I think, or does he? I mean, I don't know, but no. I think, he wants chaos here.
Yeah.
And so I could see him supporting protest of any, you know, any kind, unrest here. He likes.
I heard someone make the case that Biden should make this election about Vladimir Putin and how Vladimir Putin is the reason a lot of this bad shit is going on. I mean, they're invading Ukraine and that, you know, electing Donald Trump is kind of insane because he's like one of Vladimir Putin's guys. I mean, that should really bother. That would bother the shit out of me. It does. What am I talking about?
An abortion.
Yeah.
Abortion, abortion, abortion. Keep talking about what the Republicans want
Absolutely,
to do.
Man.
Keep talking about that shit. And the economy seems to be doing okay and seems to be might be getting better with all the economic indicators and with the inflation down under it was at 2.9 I think on the last one, and their target is 2% inflation. Yep. So
I'm sure all the people that Jordan Klepper interview at these rallies will understand this.
Right. But Hunter Biden showed his dick on there.
Oh, so many people are just dumb as fucking dirt in this country. It doesn't matter what you tell them. They're going to be stupid.
Absolutely.
Stupid as fuck.
A lot of that going on.
No offense.
We've got, I think I've got a clip here.
Yes.
This is, of course, terrifying as fuck.
Yes.
This is a newly elected, recently elected.
Right.
Oklahoma State Senator.
Yes. Who would this be?
Who is also a pastor.
Okay. Oh, we just played this fucking idiot. Because
that's a great idea.
Didn't we just play him on Friday, on Faithless fucking Friday?
This Dusty Devers?
Yes.
Is that the name?
Maybe.
I don't know if I played him. You know, I play so many clips. I don't. They run together.
I swear to God.
But here's Dusty.
Nine!
Well, here you go. I mean, let's play it.
Governing is about a use of authority. And what is the standard for the use of authority? And is that authority prescribed in the scriptures? And we would say, yes, God prescribes servants of his to govern as his mediators on this earth. And so he has prescribed governing.
What?
And then he has also prescribed the means for our governing. And that means is in accordance with his word.
Ooh, yeah.
And if we do otherwise, then we are essentially usurping the sovereign rule of God through Christ, who has been seated above every power in heaven and on earth and under the earth. So that's our marching orders. And it's pretty straightforward as far as, you know, if you want to talk about Christian nationalism, what we mean by a Christian nation.
So, I mean, they really think it's in their book of myths that
fucking life
that they have to be in charge.
Losers, you fucking losers. Well, this is an income opportunity for him. Does this fucking Nazi make money off being one of these internet
fucks?
Well,
now he's in state senate.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me. That guy's a senator, a state senator, but still.
Yeah.
Oh, how disturbing for us. What in the fuck?
And as I say every time, I invite any right winger to point me out the difference between what Dusty Fuck just said and what the Taliban says.
And let me point out
what Al Qaeda says.
Where is the fun of life in the Republican Party? Don't say who are you asking, but really, where is the fun?
Apparently, in the White House medical wing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That guy. These people are on so many drugs, and they have the nerve to tell us, oh, yes, Trump care will be out next week or so. Fuck you. You are on so much Xanax, you're not writing any healthcare policies. That's what was going on. When he would say, we'll have something for you in a couple of weeks, they're all on so much Xanax. They don't know a couple of weeks. That's why everything was late. They don't know when it was happening. Everyone was fucked the fuck up. Everyone was fucked up. That must be. That's only how many thousands of prescriptions?
A lot.
Ambien? These are some napping motherfuckers, these Nazis. Come on. These guys are walking around on Ambien, and then they take the Provigen. I can't imagine. Jesus. What the fuck? That is the biggest story of the day. I'm sorry. That is insane.
Here, do you remember that video
that
Trump shared on Truth? The So God Made Trump video? Yes,
of course. Yay. Adderall made Trump.
And then we played a clip from Right Wing Watch
last
week or whenever. I think it was last week. Of, shockingly, Tony Perkins.
Yes.
From the Family Research Council and some other toady, David Clausen, talking about it and saying that they don't like it. They don't like that being, you know, that's deifying Trump too much of shit. And they don't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've then found out that this video was put out by Dilly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
By Brendan Dilly his team of evil flying monkeys.
Gosh.
That are Trump's troll team.
Well, the troll team, do they get Adderall and propofol and things of that nature? They don't get shit.
So here is Dilly responding to Tony Perkins and David Clawson.
Damn.
On their criticism of his So God Made Trump video.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So a couple things that are kind of weirding me out right now. I'll be straight up with you guys. We didn't really have ourselves a controversy from this particular article. That was until I got deeper into it, right? So let's keep going. After reading waves of commentaries, I decided there were three primary theories about God Made Trump. Okay, reasonable. Let's hear them. If this video aired on Saturday Night Live, the work of mainstream media pros, it probably would have been seen as satire. But humor from the right is considered out of bounds. Some Christian conservatives stress that it's one thing to support a candidate, but something else to blend in explicit biblical claims. This video did conflate American and Christian identities, said David Clawson of the Family Research Council.
David Clawson, the Family Research Council.
This guy's going to get a big fuck you from the life coach.
Christian identities, said David Clawson of the Family Research Council. Okay, I don't know who that is. They quote a lot of scripture that in context applies to the Lord, but then they apply it to the former president, he said during Washington Watch on NRB TV. I think as thoughtful Christians that take our cues from the Bible and not a political party, we do need to call that out. You're not doing anything. You're just bloviating about how you're an expert on God and the Bible, but what you really are is a gigantic cunt.
Bam! Kaboom! Oh, shit.
God, I hate that Dilly makes me laugh.
Oh, but that's some good shit, man.
Fun. Brendan Dilly, everybody.
Yeah, why are you deifying Trump, man? That's like the number one sin against God.
You're just bloviating about how you're an expert on God and the Bible, but what you really are is a gigantic cunt.
Right. How much of your life coach says? How much are they?
I wonder what Dilly charges.
You know, that, I don't know. The Brendan Dilly, man, so he really does have a meme farm of a bunch of trolls that put together memes that their intent is to own Dark Biden or some shit like that. Or to promote Trump. That's his job?
I think it's more official because he's being invited to all these events with Trump now.
Oh my God. I can't imagine Trump would like hanging out with Brendan Dilly.
And Trump shared that shitty video, that stupid God Made Trump.
Is it true that Brendan is now Jared Kushner's life coach?
No, I think Kushner and Ivanka are personas non grata.
Oh yeah. They're not allowed at Mar-a-Lago?
Have we seen them? Have we seen them with any of their other family members?
Sure, they surely were.
Except at the funeral.
No, they've been at trial supporting him, haven't they?
Who? Melania hasn't even been at the fucking trial supporting him.
That's not true. She could have been at one.
She did not.
Why would she go to Rosalind Carter's funeral but not one of her husband's trials? I think that's weird.
Because she hates him.
Well, yeah.
I don't think it's weird at all.
I think she
fucking hates him.
I want to send a letter. Who do I write to complain about that? I really hated that.
Well, Melania.
No.
Mar-a-Lago.
Whoever sat her next to Michelle Obama should go fuck off because that fucks me up. That's so gross.
Well, they couldn't. Rosalind and Jimmy would want to be the bigger people allow her to sit there in chronological order.
In a charcoal gray overcoat, and everyone else is in black except this dumb fascist.
Well,
it's insane.
She had a black dress.
It's insane. No, she had a that you couldn't see because of the coat. It looked weird. She couldn't even look. I mean, you know.
She didn't wear the I don't give a fuck to you jacket.
Did she thank Michelle Obama for any of those speeches that she plagiarized over the years? Because we know she did.
She didn't.
Yes, she did.
Let's stop right now.
She said what, the speech.
What? How much input did she have on those speeches?
Let me ask you something.
You can't blame her for the plagiarism.
Absolutely.
You have to blame her
coming out of her mouth.
But you have to blame her team.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Let's say you think Michelle Obama had a team for her first lady shit at whatever Democratic National Convention to put together her speech. Of course she did, right? What? But but you know what I mean? Like she must have had a team, right?
Right.
And if the team would have brought her a Hillary Clinton speech from when Bill was president that she gave at the DNC, would she have said, wait a second, what is this? This doesn't seem right, correct?
Right.
So, why wouldn't Melania notice that? She wouldn't notice?
But does she care?
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't really give a fuck
to
you.
It's still her responsibility since she's giving the speech, even though she doesn't care.
So that's what is going on there. That's Dilly.
You know, yeah. I never thought about that. I wonder if Michelle Obama ever confronted Melania that day of Rosalind Carter's funeral. And listen, I saw what you did with my speeches. You stole them.
At the funeral, she's going to lean over.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He leans over.
I think they're better people. I had one more clip here. That was Dilly.
Yes.
Where is this other motherfucker? Da-da-da. Oh, I can't find it now. Well, that's Elena Habu. We played that one.
I can see Tim Dilly getting a spot in the administration. I mean, because if he's already...
Brendan Dilly?
Yeah, I can see him being press secretary, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Fuck you! NBC, fuck you.
Ben Shapiro.
Fake news.
Not Ben Shapiro. Nick Fuentes will be in there too.
Nick Fuentes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He'll be the ambassador to Israel.
Oh, yeah. He's going to actually, did you hear that he's going to give the first press correspondence dinner for Trump, that he's going to give the speech?
We have, this is hilarious.
Yes.
We've got two different stories on two different right-wing shitrag websites.
Yes.
Do you want to hear about OAN or do you want to hear about Newsmax first?
Ooh, this is a weird one. I'm going to go with Newsmax, Pat.
Newsmax!
Yay!
The headline says, Newsmax to hold company-wide sexual harassment training after allegations against top executive.
Yeah, see, this is what happened at Fox, right? They're trying to prevent another Roger Ailes kind of situation. You know what I mean?
Newsmax staffers received a memo. Oh, these pants don't have pockets.
Oh, shit.
It makes me crazy. Newsmax staffers received a memo on Monday morning alerting them to a mandatory and company-wide sexual harassment training. Mandatory company-wide.
Quit.
Sexual harassment
training. Touching people if they haven't asked you to touch them first. Or you know what I mean,
after
guys.
A sexual harassment scandal involving the top executive rocked the conservative cable news outlet.
Wait a second. The top guy does a bunch of creepy shit, and now all of a sudden everybody's got to take this one thing because of the top guy.
Yeah.
I mean, they should take it anyway, probably.
They're getting paid.
Yeah, that's true.
The training, which will run for an entire week.
Holy shit, you motherfuckers. They are not around.
How much do you have to tell conservatives to keep their fucking hands to themselves and keep their misogyny and their rapey McRape fuck comments to themselves?
Is it true that they bring a doll, a blow-up doll that they're supposed to not touch? And
good God, yeah.
Well, this is the party of diddlers. I mean, you know,
the
Matt Gaetz.
Mediaite in November reported on allegations against Newsmax vice president of programming Chris Knowles.
Woo!
Multiple staffers lodged formal complaints about his alleged conduct to Newsmax human resources.
Oh, wow. Human resources. Shit, man.
At Newsmax.
God, that the nerve of this motherfucker.
The allegations included Knowles circulating photos of a female staffer's cleavage without her knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Did you sent that? You sent a picture of someone's tits to HR that worked there?
No, he sent them around.
HR, I see.
He was reported to HR.
What is this guy thinking?
He requested a female subordinate remove her leather skirt in front of other colleagues.
What?
Engaging in a consensual extramarital affair with a female subordinate.
Sounds like this guy needs a job in the Trump administration. You're hired. Right? This guy should be Secretary of the Interior. Yeah, yeah.
And meanwhile, multiple staffers lodged complaints, but Newsmax denied everything.
Oh, okay.
Newsmax has never had a single complaint about Mr. Knowles having sexually inappropriate activity with any staffer, either formally or informally. Based upon our knowledge, we don't believe any comments you claim he made constitute sexual harassment.
Nonetheless, everybody in our company is going through a six-month, you know, training on how not to sexually assault each other.
Two Newsmax staffers told Mediaite that Newsmax did not launch an investigation. Quote, no investigation whatsoever, said one staffer. No repercussions whatsoever. He's still number three.
Damn. Jeez, Newsmax. Isn't this a time when this executives, they could come and say, well, this is an opportunity to get this guy out of here. We pay him too much. That's what I would think.
A Newsmax spokesperson insisted the network investigated the claims.
Ooh, yes. Yes, I'm sure.
Said, regarding Mr. Knowles, Newsmax investigated claims immediately upon learning of concerns raised about his comments. This was conducted before you contacted us for your article. The company took appropriate action as a result. After your article was published, Newsmax investigated your additional anonymous claims about him and found no evidence whatsoever to support these new allegations.
Well, okay. Good then. Nothing to see here. Everything sounds like you figured it out then. Good. Still the month-long sexual harassment training courses.
One staffer was incredulous. Appropriate action regarding Knowles. He's still employed, and they even moved his office closer to his subordinates, some of whom he's been known to prey on. Predators like Knowles seem to be protected by Newsmax. It makes me sick. That's somebody who works there.
Right, right, right. Why are these conservative networks such dens of...
Well, let's stop and think for a moment.
Lecherousy. Lecherness. A bunch of leches. They moved the offices closer to the people this guy was harassing.
They're saying, one staffer says this sexual harassment training is, they have it all backwards. This is such a joke, like a Band-Aid for the ongoing disaster that is Knowles. Pretty insulting and too late.
But isn't this, honestly, the company should say, okay, we can fire this guy Knowles, put somebody else in his place, pay him a lot less, and then we get rid of the creep, right?
Right.
What am I missing?
Newsmax said, Newsmax has held sexual harassment training in the past and will continue to do so. But one staffer said, when? 20 years ago? I haven't attended any sexual harassment training in my time here.
Yeah.
Somebody's been there forever.
Listen, honestly, and I don't know Newsmax and I don't know what it's like there, but it sounds like it's not going well.
Right. One staffer said, there is nothing professional about the way Newsmax operates related to harassment or otherwise. They were responding to a statement from Newsmax that said, at Newsmax, we prioritize creating a professional culture where everyone feels comfortable, respected, and safe from harassment. And the staffer said, that's a total lie.
Right. That sounds sarcastic even. I mean,
right.
It sounds like it's the opposite of that. Sounds like this Knowles guy, maybe he just needs to work from home.
So that's the Newsmax story. Now, OAN.
Oh, I forgot.
Arguably a bigger story.
Yes. Now, OAN is the...
One America News?
Which one is owned by the Russians?
Both?
RT. Oh,
RT.
Yeah.
RT.
But, okay.
In the wake of the 2020 election, the president of far-right network One America News sent a potentially explosive email to former Trump campaign lawyer Sidney Powell.
The Kraken!
And attached to this email
was
a spreadsheet that allegedly contained passwords of employees at Smartmatic.
Oh my fucking God. They were trying to hack into Smartmatic to get the details to find the smoking gun that showed that Joe Biden cheated? Is that what they are doing?
I'll read on.
You guys are fucking nuts.
The existence of the spreadsheet was recently disclosed by Smartmatic, which is suing OAN for defamation. I'm reading from CNN. CNN pieced together who was involved in the email exchanges by examining court records from three separate cases stemming from the 2020 election.
Yes.
Lawyers from Smartmatic told a federal judge that the email and the attached spreadsheet suggests that OAN executives may have engaged in criminal activities.
Oh, wow.
Because they, quote, appear to have violated state and federal laws regarding data privacy.
Okay. Jeez.
The court records don't say how OAN obtained the spreadsheet or whether the supposed Smartmatic passwords were authentic. Nobody from OAN has been charged with any crimes yet. But it was at a time when OAN, Powell, and others in their orbit were aggressively peddling false claims that there was massive voter fraud in 2020 and that Smartmatic was to blame.
Do you think that Donald Trump told someone in his group, said, listen, see if OAN can find some shit on Smartmatic?
No.
And then that's why they got these. How did these guys? Well, I guess we don't know. Do you think this is suspicious?
According to court filings,
suspicious.
The supposed passwords were shared around the same time that, I said that already. January 8th, 2021, email exchange between OAN President Charles Herring and Sidney Powell recently emerged as a flashpoint in Smartmatic's defamation lawsuit. The email isn't public, but Smartmatic revealed some of its contents in a public filing after obtaining the materials in the discovery process.
Holy shit.
Smartmatic's public filings didn't identify the sender or recipient of the email. Court records from a separate 2020-related lawsuit confirmed that Herring and Powell exchanged emails on that exact same date.
Damn!
Their communications about the purported Smartmatic spreadsheet, which have not been previously reported, resurrect questions that have dogged OAN for years regarding its tendency to blur the lines between opinion journalism and brazen political advocacy.
Oh my God. Do you have a list of the logins and passwords to people at Smartmatic? Yes, I do. I'll send them right over, Kraken. No problem. Why? Wait. Someone at OAN sent Sidney Powell a spreadsheet that had a bunch of logins for Smartmatic.
Allegedly, yes.
God. Why? I mean, God. I'm trying to find out. The only reason you would send these is Sidney Powell was going to have some minion hack into Smartmatic. That's the only, not even hack, fuck, log into the server or something.
And where did OAN get this list of passwords?
From dirty motherfuckers. They have someone on the inside at Smartmatic. But they hired some prostitute to suck somebody's dick. They took pictures of it. Like, give me the passwords. I'm going to send this pictures of me sucking
somebody
dick
in IT
to your wife.
Yes. Who would have access to everyone's passwords.
How did they do it? God, what a boy. Oh boy. The stories generated from the Biden administration are going to be so fucking boring.
OAN is denying everything. Blah, 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 blah.
Imagine what's the other one that we did? It was OAN and the Newsmax. This is boring diddler shit. Holy fuck. You guys are breaking into Smartmatic. If you're going to log into a Smartmatic computer, do you have to be on site or can you do it remotely?
They're not connected to the internet.
So they would have to tunnel into Smartmatic and like log into terminal. These guys are crazy as shit. Oh, God, man.
Let's see. The Smartmatic lawyer said discovery from the OAN executive team is critical to establishing actual malice because the OAN executive team may have engaged in criminal activities to further the election fraud claims.
Yes.
Generally, and Smartmatic fraud claims specifically.
Okay, I have a question then. Then maybe this question speaks to that. Why did they have a spreadsheet with all their password information? Why? I'm not asking where they got it. Why do you have that?
Well, they
Did it come from as well?
They might not have compiled it. Somebody else might have gotten in and gotten all the data.
And it could be bullshit too, right?
Could be.
Somebody at OAN's like, I have a tremendous gambling debt. I'm making Sydney Powell think I'm giving her all the logins of Smartmatic, and she's going to give me, you know.
Smartmatic's lawyers allege that, quote, discovery to date has also uncovered that certain members of the OAN executive team appear to have violated state and federal laws regarding data privacy in connection with promoting election fraud claims.
Right, right. And by the way, this is, was it a Google Drive? The spreadsheet?
No, it was an email.
It was an email. These guys are high as shit. Did Sidney Powell get the good drugs too? Was she allowed or no? It's unauthorized individuals. I'm just wondering.
The Little Watch Network regularly gives airtime to baseless conspiracy theories that support Trump. The channel even worked closely with Russian operatives on a propaganda-style documentary during Trump's first impeachment in 2019.
Cool.
One of its correspondents, who was also an attorney, even worked with Trump's legal team to subvert the 2020 election results.
Fuck all this. Here's what is going on here, God damn it. Trump doesn't have a CIA or an FBI that can do shit like this for him. You know who does it? The KGB. Russian spies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you know these Russian spies are going all up in Smartmatic, getting this information.
And Saudi spies.
They probably are working out of the OAN offices, right?
Maybe.
He's using OAN shit. Yeah, I am OAN. I'm OAN journalist just here to break in and get your passcodes. God, motherfuckers, how did the Trump administration have time to do any governing? They're high as shit. And when you're not, you have all these weird side projects going on. What is this about?
Another recent court filing in a related case suggests that Herring's father, OAN founder Robert Herring, later sent the same or a similar spreadsheet to
Putin? Who?
No, they're not lumpy.
Oh, my. To Mike Lindell.
To Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell?
Who has championed the false claim that Smartmatic and Dominion rigged the election.
You know what? I hope you sold it to Mike Lindell, because that idiot is probably, oh, my God. I'm surprised that guy didn't have a coronary. Can you imagine? Oh, what's his wife's name? Karen?
Whose?
Mike Lindell's wife is Karen.
I think it's...
Oh, my God, Karen. I just got all the login and password said Smartmatic. God, there's no Viagra needed for Mike Lindell tonight. He got that list. Jesus Christ.
Okay, and I'm not asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay? That when you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? You're an asshole, Mike, is what you are. Mike, no, sorry. He's an asshole. No, he's an ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are.
Sounds like
lumpy pillows, kiss my ass.
Sounds like somebody's been overserved at the pharmacy, doesn't it?
Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass.
Did Mike Lindell get any Xannies or any Provigen?
I think he's
absolutely.
He's a recovering addict, right?
You didn't answer my
question. Oh, okay.
I think he did. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. Jeez, these people are nuts.
The network, the two Herrings, and some of their on-air personalities are also being sued for defamation by Dominion,
yay,
which was the target of similar 2020 election lies. OAN settled a defamation suit in September with former Dominion executive Eric Coomer.
Coomer.
Whose case revealed how the network worked closely with Sidney Powell and others to lie about the election.
Okay, so, very good.
DirecTV has dropped the far-right network from his lineup,
yay,
dealing a significant blow to the outlet.
Oh, I bet. Listen, how did they get that list? How did OAN get the list? That is the question, right? How do you think they got it? Was it bullshit? Did they just make it up? Because Sidney Powell's an idiot. And
No, I think some asshole either they bought somebody off at at Smartmatic, or they, you know, they honeypotted them, or they
was the honeypotted them. Was the purpose of this just to see, look, here it is. Here's where the CEO of Smartmatic sent an email to this person. We have evidence of this crime that they stole the election. They really, are they that delusional to think that that was that what they were going to find with this information?
I guess.
And Mike Lindell gets it too? So Mike Lindell can log in? Did he?
I don't know.
There are so many effing questions, and God, they're, fuck, guys. We have to figure this one out. This is a weird one.
Fame.
Those attorneys are currently defending
Mr. Pillow.
My Lumpy Pillow founder and CEO Mike Lindell and his business against defamation claims from voting machine companies and Smartmatic and Dominion Voting Systems, along with a third lawsuit brought by a former Dominion employee.
Okay, thank you. This was the, I wanted to have the funny one where he's cut in, but that's okay. Mike Lindell. Now we need a Lumpy Pillow better than ever. Why are they mocking my pillow? Why are they come after you particularly? They're trying to put you out of business. Why are they mock you?
Banning you, evil asshole.
They want to silence me. That's the whole point behind everything. They want to silence me, and they want to destroy my pillow, so they try and destroy my voice. But I will never.
They want to destroy my pillow.
That guy.
So they want to destroy my voice.
That guy is not a sober person.
He is.
He seems not that way.
He's got a cross on.
Well, boy, better put a few more on because that one's not working.
Stop talking. And by the way, Steve, everyone can check out. I'm in the news a lot out there right now. Everybody, go to lindellplan.com and you can check that out. And we're going to have more and more information as it unfolds. And I can get back to you on that, Steve.
You know what?
He looks like he was just at the hairdresser because that hair is pretty dark.
You know what it seems like he's doing all the time? You know, you've taken acting classes where they're like, the trick to playing someone that is quote unquote crazy is to be as sane as you possibly can. And do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, like if you're playing a drunk, play very sober. Try to not be drunk, you know. It seems like this is a guy trying to not be crazy. Like with every, it just seems like this Mike Lindell is somebody who in any moment could start throwing lamps off of tables. Does he seem crazy?
Lindell? Of course.
Like I would want to be, I don't want to be on a plane with him or anywhere around him with that fucked up energy. I don't like it.
He's high on the Lord now.
Oh God, get away from me.
Not Lumpy. Listen, that
fucking asshole.
And you know that lawyer, that genius lawyer, did that 100% on purpose.
Yes.
Because he knew that would trigger that response from that idiot.
You better be careful in there. You're like that reporter on the Today Show that was interviewing Mike Tyson.
Oh yeah.
And then asked him about some shit that guy didn't want to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, rape.
Yeah,
you mean?
He's like, I'm a, what if I rip off your head and shit down your neck or something? Okay.
Oh man. Newsmax and OAN, everyone.
Yeah.
Two.
Jeez.
Wonderful.
What did Mike Tyson's famous for saying? I'm gonna fuck you until you love me.
Love me, yeah.
I can picture Mike Lindell saying that.
I'll fuck you till you love me.
I'm gonna fuck you till you love me, Lumpy Pillows.
Lumpy Pillows. You're an asshole. Let's see. We have got this is, I guess we should get to this. I was going to save this for later.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Oh, you know what? In fact, I am going to save it. I'm going to do this other one for though. The straw poll of voters.
Yeah.
In Colorado's 3rd congressional district, where
Boebert
is now moved to.
Nah.
There were, I don't know how many candidates total. Yeah.
What's she doing this weekend? I'm going to see South Pacific.
But in the, In the latest straw poll.
Whoa. Not orchestra seats for her.
She came in fifth.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Fifth place.
That's really bad, Bobert.
They hate her.
Jeez. What is she, when she's campaigning, what does she say when she has to tell people what she did her first term in office?
Exactly.
I made everybody. What's her husband's name?
Jason, I think.
I showed everybody Jason's tattoo dist.
Well, only if you're under 18, he'll whip it out.
Is there better people the Republicans could elect, Bobert, or is this it?
Bobert came in fifth place in a straw poll of voters in the district where the controversial congresswoman recently relocated.
Yes.
Bobert, who was first elected to represent Colorado's... Wow. Oh, she was first and third. Now she's moving to the fourth.
At least Bobert likes theater enough. I mean, she, you know, a lot of people don't go to theater, but she chose...
Sounds like she didn't do much watching.
At least she bought a ticket, right?
Two.
Oh, she bought two. I mean, she's supporting theater.
The new district for Bobert would likely give her a significantly better chance at reelection if she wins the Republican nomination. She currently represents a swing district, and Bobert had seemed likely before her switch to face off a second time against Democrat Adam Frisch, whom she beat by less than 600 votes last time. And now it was looking much worse for her.
Well, I'm trying to think. I'm not from her district, so I'm not familiar with the legislation she's passed or whatever work she's done for the good people of Colorado. But
oh, she's fifth out of five.
Oh, shit. Damn. No. Bobert. Bobert. What's she going to do? She's not a...
Oh, no, I lied. They just showed five here. She was fifth out of nine.
Why don't you be VP for Trump? What's wrong with that?
He wouldn't pick her.
Why?
He isn't. I think he thinks she's trash. You know him.
You think if Christy Noem was standing next to Lauren Bobert, he would be able to
snuck
tell
up
you...
on me.
Would Donald Trump, if Christy Noem and Bobert E. Lee were standing side by side, would Trump know the difference?
No, because he wouldn't see Bobert.
Right. He thinks Christy Noem is more attractive than Bobert. He does?
Don't you think?
I don't know. I guess.
Bobert defended her. Meanwhile, she got her ass handed to her in a debate last week, too.
Can you imagine if it didn't go that way? I would be like, no. I would hope anyone would hand Bobert her ass in a debate.
Right.
Come on, she's crazy. Her and Marjorie Taylor Greene fucking yell. They yell at the top of their lungs here in States of the Union, right? Didn't they scream?
Yeah. They were yelling shit.
Fucking barbarians. They're beating the shit out of each other in the bathroom.
Since the young lady at the end of the table decided to talk about my gun rights, I'd like to ask you just a really simple question. And that is, could you, like, give the definition of carpetbagger to me?
Ooh, this is one of her opponents. Said, could you give me the definition of carpetbagger?
Is she?
1 minute.
Is this a Mary Poppins question? So, yes, I have moved into the 4th District. My boys and I needed a fresh start. That's been very public of what the home life looked like. And I'm sorry to bring that up. I've tried to put it into a very pretty package and bring my ex-husband lots of honor. But since there is nothing private about my personal life, it is out there. And my boys need some freedom from what has been going on. And this move is the right move for me and for them. And this does serve Colorado's 3rd District. We have an opportunity.
Blah, blah, blah. One of these assholes is wearing a...
Yeah.
I can't... Save America, maybe? Or
Save America. Oh, Mary Poppins. I don't think a carpetbagger... Mary Poppins wasn't a fucking carpetbagger.
Yeah, I don't know what she meant. Because the carpetbag.
No, I know. But
she carried a carpetbag.
That's a literal
carpetbag.
Right, but that's not what carpetbagger means in this sense.
Well, correct.
So that is stupid what she said.
Yes. That's a Mary Poppins question.
It's not. It's not Mary Poppins.
She's so stupid. Stupid.
No, wait. No, I'm stupid. Of course she likes Disney musicals. She likes musicals. She likes Beetlejuice. She likes Mary Poppins. That's who she is.
I think whoever she's with likes the shows even more.
Yes. I like seeing cats a lot more with yeah. Boberty Lee. I don't know why. No vaping. Meow.
So not looking good. We might be getting rid of Bobert.
Bobert, that's sad. Who's going to replace you? Somebody equally as loony? No. That's a special kind of crazy.
Well, this district is even more Republican, so yeah, it's going to be some asshole. But
why was he complaining about his gun rights, that guy talking to Bobert? I don't think Bobert was going to hurt your gun rights, you dumbass.
Also in the news, Trump's claiming credit for the record high stock market under Biden. Remember Trump said, you watch, if when Biden wins, the stock market's going to crash.
Right. But then he just doubles down. It's like, you watch, Biden will win and the stock market will soar, but it'll be because of me.
Right, yeah.
Why? What is he? Is he doing some magic that we don't know about?
Oh, yeah. He's totally magic. Look at the time flying. We do this every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern, live.
Do you think Donald Trump's, the way he handled the pandemic, had an effect on the stock market that was positive?
I don't think things went well for the stock market during the... Well, actually, during the pandemic, some... most companies made record profits,
true,
right?
That's true. Somehow. Maybe he was... It's interesting how in a pandemic, the people didn't fare as well as the corporations. Isn't that weird?
Okay. Apologies for this.
Okay.
Maybe you should, I don't know, gird your ears.
What is this shit?
Or whatever.
Somebody went swimming.
Because I always thought this was going to be a joke.
Yes.
But it's just not.
Yeah.
And where is the sound?
God, what the fuck is this? This must be horrific. Jeez.
Hold on 1 second. I think I've got it now.
They call me offensive, controversial. So these new genders, boys and girls. They can't cancel my message because I'm the biggest independent rapper in the whole freaking world. Claim that I'm racist, yeah, all right. I'm not ashamed because I'm white. If every Caucasian's a bigot, I guess every Muslim's a terrorist. Every liberal is right. I don't want to talk to folks who don't get it. Go woke, go broke, no hope is pathetic. Pro-choice pronouns, pro-love, you're progressive. But you ain't pro-gun, no wonder protected. Where the American flags at? Remember when people would hang those? They've been taken down, they all been replaced with BLM flags or a rainbow.
Who is this?
So this is Tom McDonald, a right-wing troll rapper, and his song Facts.
This ain't money, cars, and clothes. We ain't selling drugs, we ain't gonna overdose. We ain't pushing guns, ain't promoting stripper poles.
We ain't pushing guns, are promoting stripper poles. Is that true?
Don't turn your sons into thugs or your daughters into hoes. I don't care if I offend you. I was put here to upset you.
What is being looked at in this piece?
Yeah, what a great culture we have.
Nation dogs, no one knows who you are. Blowing money on strippers and
man, if you want my pronouns, I'm the man who don't respect.
Let's look at the stats. I've got the facts. My money like Lizzo, my pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic.
Oh,
don't be a
whack.
Dog, it's a yarmulke, homie, no cap. Look at the graphs. Look at my charts. You're blowing money on strippers and cars. You going to prison? I'm on television, dogs. No one knows who you are.
Is that
Ben Shapiro?
Oh my god, shit! At first, I thought I was like, wow, Don Jr. did a rap.
He says, homie, I'm epic at one point. Ben Shapiro, this is Mediaite. Ben Shapiro's new rap video is the cringiest thing you will ever watch.
But it's not his. He's just doing a cameo in the midst of, who is this artist?
Right.
Listen, who is that? Oh, geez, man. Our poor culture. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? This is garbage. Who is this? Jeez.
Let's look at the stats. I've got the facts. My money's like Lizzo. My pockets are fat. Oh,
okay.
Homie, I'm epic. Don't be a wap.
A wap? A wop? Is it
WAP?
Don't be a white Anglo.
WAP, white ass pussy. Remember wet ass pussy?
Oh, okay. Oh, don't be a wet ass pussy. He's the one that
said wet ass p word. Homie, I'm epic. Don't be a wap. Dog, it's a yarmulke. Homie, no cap. Look at the graphs.
Oh,
look at my charts. You're blowing money on strippers and cars. You're going to prison. I'm on television. Dog, no one knows who you are. Keep hating me on the internet. My comment section, all woke Karens. I make racks off compound interest. Y'all live with your parents. Nikki, take some notes. I just did this for fun. All my people download this. Let's get a billboard number one.
See, again, this guy's making this point that I keep saying. This is what he's doing for fun. But this is attached to what he does for work. This is fun for him. Like, he should be walking on a trail. If he wants to do something fun, it should be something that is not attached to white supremacy, right? I mean, could he go play tennis or golf even? I mean, my God.
Right now golf. On iTunes?
It's not. Shut up. It's number 4 million.
On the top 40 U.S. hip hop tracks?
No, it's not. That's stupid.
I haven't even finished.
It's not on any chart.
It is on the chart.
That's not. That?
Yes. Tom McDonald, Facts, featuring Ben Shapiro, is.
What number?
Now at number one on the top 40 U.S. hip hop.
What is number two? Number two,
Nicki
please.
Minaj, Bigfoot.
Shame. Apologies to her. Three.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Shame.
His.
Shame. We are shamed. Who is number four?
Nicki Minaj with Bigfoot.
What's wrong with that? How is that number one?
Jack Harlow is fifth.
Okay. I don't know him. I guess I don't know.
Nicki Minaj again with Everybody.
God, Nicki Minaj. And then she can't be number one, though, because Ben Shapiro and this other guy has to be with anti-woke. God, what a shitty culture we have.
Ice Spice has Think You the Shit.
I bet that's better than
number eight.
Just apologies to all these hip-hop artists that have to suffer under a number one. What is this song again, and who is this shithead?
Tom McDonald? He's a Canadian who's a maggot, apparently.
What is... Tom. God. Would you call it Ben Shapiro? Oh, Ben, I love your podcast so much. I want you to do a cameo in this dumb fucking song I wrote about anti-wokeness. And it's going to be number one on the charts. It's a big fuck you to Megan Thee Stallion.
Your flow is such a bore. Drinking a bottle of Henny through a straw. You better stop the dialogue, for I hit call and buy your catalog. Sigh. How you f*** your mother man when she died? How you go?
This is Nicki's acapella version.
It's awesome. This is
Maddie
good.
Adopted. Shouldn't get dark like chocolate. I'm about to get up in your Clint.
Oh, it's censored. Damn it.
This is infinitely more interesting than that shit by Tom. What's his name? Tom McFuckface.
Tom McDonald.
Shame on you. Gosh, can you do something in the more mime, in a mime category that we don't, at least we don't have to hear you? What is it? Has he done any other music?
I don't care if I offend you. I was put here to upset you. You can cry and you can scream. You can riot in the streets. You defunded the police. Now there's no one to protect you. I hope I offend you. I ask myself, what would Ben do? Let's just keep it real facts. Don't care how you feel, man. If you want my pronouns, I'm the man. I'm the man that don't respect you.
Yeah, play some Megan Thee Stallion real quick or something. Just for our ears. I mean, what? Untalented trash you are, you piece of shit. No offense. Listen, I'm just telling you how I feel about your lyrics and shit. You're a shithead. You know what I mean?
Sadly, number one right now.
Tragically in this country, our culture is under attack by these maggots. What in the fuck? How did a maggot climb to the top of American hip-hop charts? What is happening? That is a lie. That is bullshit.
It's not.
There is fraud here. Show me the downloads. I don't believe that shit. How the fuck is that happening?
I don't believe that. Apparently, everybody wanted to hear what. Fucking,
this is a
I
fake
think a lot
story.
Of, I'm sure a lot of haters downloaded it. If I wasn't able to get it, I might have downloaded it.
People that downloaded it. God. Well, too bad. Too bad for Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion and all the other artists that get their shit knocked down a peg because this dumb fuck is number one. What the fuck, America? Shame. Boring dumb fucks. Nicki Minaj is amazing.
Congratulations to Ben Shapiro.
Shit, man. Ben Shapiro. God, you talentless fuck nut. That's a good verse, though. Good job. I mean, I don't know. You probably had a ball. I bet that was fun for you. He had fun. Ben Shapiro had fun, but he was still anti-Semitic during it. Or not anti-Semitic.
No, he's... Just, yeah.
That's right. I'm sorry. Sorry, Ben.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby.
That's Jack Harlow, currently number five.
But that's a song. That sounds like something I could enjoy listening to. Meanwhile, what's number one is not a song, and that's Drivel. And I can't enjoy listening to that. Play it now. Play the song that was number one. Now play it after we heard something good. Now play it. We can all hear how shitty it is.
Keep hating on me on the internet. My this comment sucks. Section all woke Karens. And I make racks off compound interest.
Garbage.
I live with your parents. Nikki, take some notes. I just did this for fun. People download this. Let's get a billboard number one.
This ain't rap. This ain't money.
No, you're right. It is not.
We ain't selling drugs, we ain't gonna overdose.
Shit,
we
man.
Ain't pushing guns, ain't promoting stripper poles.
God,
we won't turn
man,
your sons into
voice.
Thugs or your daughters in the hole.
I think some of the recent news stories would say au contraire.
Yeah.
About the drugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Listen, if I'm on The Voice, I don't turn my chair around at any point. I do rip it out of the floor and I throw it at this guy. Get the fuck out of here. Number one on hip hop charts. Boy, oh boy. I'm so embarrassed for us. Jeez, God.
There we go, America.
Are we going to fuck up in this election and
number
elect
one.
Donald Trump or something?
Oh, maybe.
I mean,
sure.
Why is this song number one in hip hop?
I know.
I really am trying to figure that one out.
I really think it's the train wreck.
There's some amazing music right now, and this is not that.
People are like, oh my God, have you heard Ben Shapiro rap? And people are like, oh my God, I got to check that on iTunes.
You think that's it? Because listen, I'm not a music expert or anything, but what I do think is that fucking sucks. Even if it didn't have that content, to me, it's not great.
Right. Yeah, and, I didn't find it. Yeah.
You didn't find it compelling. Thank God.
Well, and it's just Republican
it's
bitch
drivel.
Points.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, it's
everybody woke, everybody using pronouns, everybody, you know, it's like, Jesus Christ.
I mean,
yawn.
I do get how it'll get YouTube videos because I'm going to go back and watch it because what a bizarre scene this is. And also the video is weird. Like, this guy obviously had a bunch of like LED lights he could play with. And then he dressed like he's some sort of Jedi master or something. What's going on? The video didn't even make sense. The truth is, with these right-wing nutjob fucks, this is a point we should not gloss over. Your side is just, honestly, this space that you're in, you're inferior. And that's the entertainment space. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a dick. But I'll go one-to-one with you. You name me a right-wing nutjob mainstream fuck, and I'll name you someone on, and I'll say it, our side, who's 10 times better, and I will keep going, and it won't be hard. I mean, you're going to be at Chuck Norris in four fucking people. You have nothing. You have nothing. You have whoever this
Kevin
time
Sorbo.
McFuckface is your top hip-hop artist. Fucking please. Who else did?
Well, no, there's that other guy, remember?
Who?
There's a guy with, doesn't he have, he's got something tattooed on his lip.
I don't know.
The MAGA rapper.
Oh, I don't know.
We played it before.
I don't know who that guy is. You know, if we want to have a culture war, then let's fucking do it. Then let's do it, motherfuckers. We'll fucking take you out in any category. Any category. Movies, acting, dance, hip hop, country, pop music. I mean, I could go on. You have nothing. Poetry, right? Sure. Let me hear your maggot poets. Let's hear the drivel, please. Dominating. Opera, dominating. Musical theater, dominating.
Opera.
Ballet, dominating. musical theater, dominating like a motherfucker, like you wouldn't believe. You have nothing. Figure skating, dominating.
The Democrats are a party of pedophiles. They support children. Even Joe Biden, the president himself, supports children being sexualized and having transgender surgeries. Sexualizing children is what pedophiles do to children.
MTG, Mega's MVP. MTG, Mega's MVP. MTG, Mega's MVP.
Wait, wait, wait. This is an anti-MTG video done ironically, right? Yes, it is.
Look who's in the video.
That's MTG.
Yeah. This is Forgiato Blow. We played him before. He's the guy with the tats all over his face.
I don't know who this guy is. Forgiato.
MTG, Mega's MVP. Democrats get back. Boom. Reporters even get slapped. They're spreading all these rumors because Margie is spitting big facts. Deep state and the left always hating. Always hating. When they gonna let Joe up out that basement?
Okay.
When they gonna let Joe up out that basement?
You know, this guy, you know, is a lot better than Tom McDonald, don't you think?
I do. I do think this guy's a little better. So stupid. But nonetheless.
This is their second guy.
And Marjorie's in this video, by the way. She's sitting in some creepy Nazi-looking throne
with
sunglasses on, and he's singing to her.
If you could say, and this is my opinion, my favorite hip-hop artist, I'll name one, Kendrick Lamar. And then you're already at Tom McDonald. I'm sorry. Go fuck yourselves.
What about Forgiato Blow?
Forgiato Blow versus Anderson .Paak. Suck my dick. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here with your maggot shit, motherfuckers. Are you kidding me? What world is this? Nobody has. That's a sad shit about maggotry. Nobody has to wallow in this. It's not even mediocre. This is garbage. Because there's so much beautiful music and art you can listen to if you weren't a lunatic, conservative fucknut. God. Yeah. How sad. Who is this?
The one I just played?
Forgiato Blow.
Yeah.
God, I could think of so many people I'd rather listen to do music than this guy. I'm sad that anyone's using any of their ear time for this. What garbage. J. Cole, boom, there's one. Better. I could go on. This is insane. Okay. Jesus Christ. It's not even close.
A fellow musician.
Tom McDonald. Who the fuck is this guy?
Let's make him number one. We're a stupid fucking country.
Who is this guy?
Daily Stormer Light.
Yes.
The Daily Stormer Light, also known as X, formerly Twitter.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's in a rap video. Good job. She is the person that is famous for torturing David Hogg. What the fuck is this culture coming to? What is wrong with us?
Oh my God. Speaking of Neuralink, there's breaking news. Elon just announced that Neuralink completed the first brain implant on a human being.
Great. Is this good news? Give it to me. I want to check it out. I would love that shit. I want to walk down the street and just search shit in my mind.
Creepy.
What's wrong with that?
That Elon's behind it.
No, that's true. How would you do it, though? Would you have to say voice commands? You could say, like, hey, Siri, open up Google. And then I could see I could see Google in my mind. And I could say search.
The first human received an implant from Neuralink yesterday and is recovering well. Initial results show promising neuron spike detection.
Everything sounds A-okay to me, though. No spike detection. That's good. No neuron spike detection, everybody.
Hopefully
it'll be okay.
Blind people will be able to see. And
oh, my brain melted. What about that kind of shit?
Well, you know, there's
be nervous about that. I mean, it just seems like, oh, okay, out of nowhere. Oh, we just did our first Neuralink implant. So now there's somebody walking around with a heads-up display.
No, I don't. I don't know exactly what this one will entail.
Well, what? Why would you have it?
But they might have to, before anything, they do anything, or they might have to train them to use that part of the brain to get those spikes.
Is it? Do they have they trained gerbils on this or any other animals? They rabbits, I think.
Meanwhile, 3 hours ago on Gizmodo.
Yes.
Elon Musk's brain implant company Neuralink is in more trouble with the federal government previously. Was in more trouble than previously known.
Yes.
A Reuters report published says the U.S. Department of Transportation recently fined Neuralink for violating rules governing the movement of hazardous materials.
Neuralink?
Yeah.
What materials do they have going on? I mean, what's going on with that? Like goo? Memory goo?
The Physicians Committee of Responsible Medicine has been a persistent critic of Neuralink over how the company is attempting to create implantable brain-computer interfaces.
Come on.
The group is the first to release records documenting gruesome-sounding experiments with lab monkeys.
Oh, it's fine.
Carried out by Neuralink in collaboration with the University of Cal Davis.
Don't worry about those blood-curdling noises from the monkeys. Everything's fine. The monkeys are fine.
The reveal of these experiments, which allegedly led to some implanted monkeys vomiting and mutilating themselves.
Oh, good. We got some implanted monkeys that are losing their shit. We've been hitting F7, but they won't quit killing us. That's what this is.
This group published new batch of records claiming that it showed that Neuralink had illegally transported hazardous materials, including brain implants, potentially contaminated with dangerous primate pathogens.
Yes.
So the monkey Ebola might have been on over these implants.
Can we get a handle on this? Just wondering. It seems like it's out of control.
But get this. The fine.
Oh, yes.
For this violation.
Right.
$2,480.
You released the fucking monkey apocalypse, zombie apocalypse upon us, and that's going to be $2,000.
It's a couple of G's, yeah.
Oh, my God. These monkeys are upset. They got the Neuralink in. They're all mad and angry. You see, these monkeys are strong. Now you put the Neuralink in there. You got monkey pathogens.
The director of the Physicians Committee of Responsible Medicine said Neuralink's violations once again reveal the company's sloppy, unsafe practices.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Don't be negative. We're trying. We got these monkeys that are losing their shit over here. We don't know what to do about it. We can't close out of Windows to close their Neuralink. We can't log on to their Neuralink. Oh, well.
The joy of connecting with your loved one.
Jeez.
Mm-mm. Browsing the web, or even playing games using only your thoughts. This is made possible by placing a small, cosmetically invisible implant in a part of your brain that plans movement.
Cool. Where?
The device is designed to interpret your neural activity so you can operate a computer or a smartphone by simply thinking about moving. No wires or physical movement are required. By participating in the Prime study...
Yeah, I mean, how big is it?
Looks like it's about the size of a dime, but...
They put it in my brain.
Here it is, here, if you want to look at it. Yeah, it looks like it's the size of a dime with some wires and...
It's the size of some dimes, of a dime.
Stack of dimes.
With some wires. Those are the wires that go in my fucking brain, right?
No, the whole thing goes up against your brain.
How does Elon know where it goes in my brain?
Well, they probably, you know,
what
looked into that.
How?
What do you mean how? They know what different parts of the brain do.
Yeah, I know, but like, where does this fucking shit get plugged in? I just think it's very, I don't know. It just seems... I don't know, not very well thought out or
I'm
something.
I'm sure all the Musk dick riders are out there saying, oh, I can't wait to get my implant. It'll help me.
No one's
it'll help it. Me trade Tesla quicker.
Dude, this is a big joke. We're even making this a big fucking joke. Look at these monkeys running around with this Neuralink sickness. you know, a lot of them have herpes and gonorrhea and shit like that. It's spreading all over the lab. It really is disgusting. They get these monkeys on board and figure out what's going on. I don't like the idea. Like, you're hanging out at Tesla. It's like, where are the monkeys?
So, speaking of X, they've also now had to block searches for Taylor Swift. As pornographic deep fake images of her were circulating on the site.
Right.
Attempts to search for her name without quote marks resulted in error messages and a prompt for users to retry their search.
Yeah. Sounds like the people at X need this class that they have at OAN.
Sexually explicit and abusive fake images of her began circulating widely last week on X, making her the most famous victim of a scourge the tech platforms and anti-abuse groups are struggling to fix.
What about the moderators on X? Why didn't they catch these images and flag them?
What would those be?
The people that make sure that nobody makes pornographic movies with Taylor Swift.
And who do they work for?
I guess they work for this Elon Musk guy.
He fired all those people.
Oh, they did. Oh, okay. I don't know. Because you could pray.
Unlike more conventional doctored images that have troubled celebrities in the past, the Swift images appear to have been created using AI that can easily, instantly create new images from a written prompt.
Shit.
After the images began spreading online, her devoted fan base, the Swifties, quickly mobilized, launching a counteroffensive on X with the hashtag Protect Taylor Swift.
Have the Swifties taken any Neuralinks or none?
And they flooded it with more positive images of the pop star.
Yay.
They were reporting accounts that were sharing the deep fakes.
Right.
The deep fake detecting group Reality Defender said it tracked a deluge of non-consensual pornographic material depicting Swift, particularly on X.
Right.
Some images also made their way to Meta-owned Facebook and other social media platforms.
Does anybody have any other hobbies they have other than making Taylor Swift do porno and AI? I mean, is there anything else? You guys like reading anything?
The researchers found at least a couple dozen unique AI-generated images. The most widely shared were football-related, showing a painted or bloodied Swift that objectified her and in some cases inflicted violent harm on her deepfake persona.
What kind of AI is this? Are people going to AI and say, hey, dear AI, make me a fucked up picture of Taylor Swift? God, these people. You got your number one hip-hop song, which is Tom McDonough and McDonald fuck. And then you're sitting around making this AI porn of Taylor Swift. I mean, is there anything that you do that doesn't suck? Do you have any hobbies? Anything that interests you? No, I just want to make fucked up videos of Taylor Swift and AI. Because that's how boring I am. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, Vivek. Vivek.
I forgot he existed for a while.
He tweeted, I wonder who's going to win the Super Bowl next month. And I wonder if there's a major presidential endorsement coming from an artificially cultured, propped up couple this fall. Just some wild speculation over here. Let's see how it ages over the next 8 months.
Shut up, you dumb fuck.
So the conspiracy theory that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are a fake couple.
Okay. Jeez.
And there was somebody was trending on X earlier that was like, that whore is just dating him for the money. She is a literal billionaire now.
Yeah. What money? She has all,
she
the,
has all
money.
The money.
That whore is dating her for the money. Quit making.
She's,
you know what I mean?
She's a literal billionaire.
Yeah. But that, listen, man, I guess these guys have fun. Just, what do you go to an AI generator and just say things, say weird things about Taylor Swift?
Well, I wouldn't think you, I would think you have to, you can't go to like Bing and I don't think you can get porn.
Yeah.
There's probably specific porn bots out there.
Is there anything people do that's not about being a fucked up maggot? Is there anything
like
that?
No, that's what they live for.
Do you don't live for anything else? Is there a television show you guys like that doesn't have anything to do with maggotry? Or is this it? Is this it? It's the end of the personality. Oh, yeah. Sad.
What else? We got some little bit of time left. A few minutes yes. here.
Woo!
This is this is pretty hilarious,
right?
This is audio. If I can get to it, this is the over the weekend. There was a in Arizona.
Oh, that country.
They had the Arizona GOP annual meeting.
Oh, man. Lock your doors.
So talk about drugs and hookers and
batten down the hatches. Yeah. The Republicans are coming to the desert.
And here is probably who's going to end up being their candidate for Senate.
Okay.
I think it's Senate, right? She's running for Senate? Governor? Senate.
Are we talking about Carrie Lake?
Carrie Lake.
Oh, I don't know what she's doing. Is she running for Senate?
I think she's running for Senate.
Boy, I can't think of a better addition to our to the United States Senate than this Carrie Lake. Boy, oh boy.
We don't agree on everything. But one thing we do agree on is the elections in Arizona are a corrupt mess. Can we agree that our elections are a mess in Arizona?
You did it!
You did it! This
Damn.
Person yelled.
Carrie Lake.
She is not popular at the GOP annual meeting.
That surprises me. I would think they would. Why don't you guys like her anymore?
Elections are a mess in Arizona.
You did it!
Okay, yes, you there we go. And I know that more than anybody. And President Trump knows that more than everybody. This election is about making sure that our elections in 2024 are run fairly, and there's not anybody in the country who's better at that than Gina Swoboda. That is why I endorse her.
She's the one who was elected the new state chair.
Okay, cool. That person, man, Carrie Lake, you were not that popular.
She's not well loved. Yeah.
What is she going to be? Yes or no? Quick question. Will Carrie Lake be on Dancing with the Stars? Yes or no?
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
It's going to take long for her to do that. It's after she gets her ass kicked in the next election.
Oh, right, right.
If she stays out of jail, I mean, she's getting all kinds of stuff looking at her now.
Why?
With campaign finances and shit like that.
She's no way. Come on.
And also, they've been trying to get the message to Trump that he cannot use campaign money
yes.
to try to pay off
right.
Eugene Carroll.
Why not?
It's illegal.
Is it? Did he suggest that?
Well, we're just expecting that to happen.
Right, right. Well, that would make sense. He's got, I got this pile of money. Can I just pay her
off?
Yeah. I don't think so.
We're going to have to sell more Trump coins and
right.
more NFTs.
God. This, yeah, I remember his NFTs. They were good. Maybe he'll go back to
Talk
that.
About deepfakes.
Right.
So shitty.
Yeah. But hey, the number one pop song is by this guy. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. His name is Tom McFucking Donald.
No, hip-hop song.
Hip-hop song. Number one hip-hop song. It's that. What a weird thing to say. Who's Tom McDonald, you might ask? Some fuck. Some maggot fuck.
Yeah, some white butthurt.
Imagine Nicki Minaj wakes up this morning and says, I'm not number one. Who is it? It must be Megan Thee Stallion. It's not. It's some guy named Tom McDonald. Well, she's probably firing all her writers and her agents. How could you let this happen? What the fuck?
There's a meme somebody made of Trump holding a cardboard sign saying, shit's getting real. I'm going to need more money from y'all.
Yeah, no shit.
That's exactly it.
Trump is going to be sampling in one of these rap songs just to get some royalties. Ben Shapiro. What is he doing? The hip hop. This is so bizarre. What a weird day in the news. How fucked up.
Let's see. We have a couple minutes left here.
Yes.
I think I've got another story. I do. This is Matt Schlapp.
Is it true Tom McDonald's going to do the inaugural if Trump wins?
I don't. I can't see why not.
Yeah.
Matt Schlapp of CPAC
Nine
fame and alleged knob groping.
Oh, I forgot all about that shit. wow, that's just so, I don't know, what is that, predictable?
Here is Matt Schlapp on fucking Steve Bannon's podcast.
Ooh, hands off Steve now, if you could help.
Well, he's not in the same studio. I think he can manage to keep his hands off Steve. He's very upset, is Tom Schlapp. Matt Schlapp, of the judgment against Trump for $83 million, for E. Jean Carroll.
Pay up, you fuck.
And listen, he just says it out loud.
Yeah,
what we all know.
I think I worry that if Donald Trump's not elected president, I really do think the America that we know is done. Why do I say that? It's not like one man should be able to change history. But Donald Trump has all of us in his hands, on his shoulders, all around him. He's standing up for all of us when he takes these slings and arrows. And if they're able to keep him out of that White House, I know he's going to win. But if they're able somehow to keep him out of that White House, they're going to change this country in a way that you've never seen. This $83 million is just the beginning. All of us will be paraded down this gangplank. We won't have our resources. We won't have our homes.
All of us that committed crimes and defamed people and harassed people, we're all going to get sued.
Matt, I hope you're right. This is the first prediction that I really hope that you've made. I hope it comes true.
Oh, no. We're all going to be held accountable. What the fuck kind of country is this?
Yeah, keep your hands to yourself.
This is just the beginning. All of us will be paraded down this gangplank. We won't have our resources. We won't have our homes. We won't have our livelihood. And I think the people that watch and listen to your show understand that. But today, when I heard that news, I'm like, it's worse than I thought.
My God. It's worse than I thought. You sound like an idiot.
So I grabbed my intern by the balls and said,
Yeah. Didn't people tell you to keep your hands to yourself? You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like that is the core thing these types just never figured out. Like, someone has to let you touch them. That's a creepy way to put that. But
yeah, and the guy was driving. He created a road hazard, too.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Matt. Look out for potholes.
Let's see. We've got... Do I have audio of this? I don't think I have audio of this. But it's Stu Peters.
Stu.
On Rumble, Stu Peters and TP USA ambassador. That's Turning Point USA. That's
Nine!
Charlie Kirk's organization.
Yes.
Suggest violent insurrection against the, quote, Jewish-controlled government.
That sounds crazy. Did they let Charlie Kirk into the pharmacy?
They were talking about the stuff going on in Texas with the razor wire. Kilgore, the guest, the guy, Turning Point USA guy, told Stu Peters, this is all part of a mass depopulation agenda. The United States is being invaded by illegal immigrants. It's absolutely disgusting. To which Peters said, electrify it. Shoot people that are trying to come across it.
Stu, I'm going to need you to sit down. You know, Stu, why don't you get into the rap game? I think he can shoot right to the top of the charts if these other people have, right?
Stu said, we don't have any representation in Washington. We have a bunch of people that are sold out to Jews. That's what we have. I mean, literally, that's what we have. Nobody can argue that. Jeez. It's not anti-Semitic to say it. It is freaking fact. Every one of our bureaucracies, every one of our three-letter agencies, all of our Ivy League schools, our publicly funded college post-secondary institutions, every institution in this country is led by somebody who claims to be a Jew. Are they practicing Jews? No, of course they're not. They hide behind the Jew label.
Listen,
oh God.
Do you know, Stu, I would encourage you to find a hobby. This is like locking yourself in a room.
Ooh, it's tiring talking like Jew, or like Jews. Like, it's tiring talking like Stu.
I mean this in the nicest way possible. I kind of think this guy needs to be tied down and medicated or something. He just is in a dither.
Yeah, he should have been in the Zanny line at the White House instead of the...
Yes. No more Provigil for this guy. Propofol, more like it.
What do we got? A couple minutes left. I think we're going to yell about any of these, but
good.
Here's a little statistic for you.
Right.
Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
In early 2023, last year, saw a massive increase in his net worth.
Yay!
From $107 billion to $177 billion a year later.
Oh, shit.
Which equates to an hourly...
Stop it.
Huh?
An hourly wage of
an hourly income...
Ugh.
Of $7.9 million.
Oh, my God. Dear, do you hear the people sing? We're going to come take your shit. Go fuck yourself, Jeff. You don't pay enough taxes. Just fuck. Why does he still make money? Does he still make money?
To put this in perspective, Bezos earns the equivalent of a median lifetime earnings of a typical U.S. worker in approximately 12.76 minutes.
We are not worth fucking shit.
In other words, what an average worker earns over their entire career added together, Bezos is earning in under 13 minutes.
He's barely taking a shit that long. Do you know what I mean? That's how much we're worth. We're worth 13 seconds or minutes? 13 minutes. Wow. That's impressive.
Jeff Bezos made over $7.9 million an hour every hour in 2023.
He makes more money in 7 minutes than you make in your whole fucking life.
In 13 minutes, he brought in the equivalent of what a typical person earns their entire life.
He's got this boat.
Tell me there's no income inequality.
Oh, no.
And that these motherfuckers should even exist. Billionaires
should
exist.
They should not exist. They should not. You should not be able to take your garage on a... He's taking his cars on a cruise. It's so weird. It's like his car is like, oh, my car needs to go out in the water so it can enjoy the fresh sea air or something. What is wrong with this guy? He's fucked up. Go build your spaceship, you weird fuck.
We gotta go. We'll be back on Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast application. CrabDiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah.
Or use the banner on the webpage. Woo! It really does help us out with a couple of Bezos dollars.
Oh, thank you.
He can afford it.
Jeez.
See what Ryan, check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a nice couple of days. Bezos is gonna make a couple hundred mil in the next couple of days.
Yes. Oh, good.
And we'll hit you up on Wednesday.
Fuck Elon Musk. Fuck Jeff Bezos.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.